and he wondered if time would have treated her as unfairly. Since his father had died, Samuel's mother seemed to have aged terribly. Her loss had taken her strength from her, and she seemed smaller and slower. It was as though something in her had been broken beyond repair. Claire MacDonald, Samuel supposed, would also be some crabbed old lady with wispy grey hair and shapeless cardigans, but he was wrong. The woman who eventually answered the door of the stone-built house on the hillside overlooking the small town was tall and still quite handsome, despite the inevitable lines. In the photograph, she had had long blonde hair, which was now dark and not quite shoulder length. It trailed unkempt about her face. She was older, yes, but she had not yet become an old lady. However, she had appeared so unwilling to answer the door after he had rung the bell that he had nearly left without seeing her at all. At first, through the closed door, she had asked him what he wanted. "Are you Claire MacDonald?" he asked.
"My name's Lickyard," she insisted after a pause.
"Of course, but you were MacDonald before."
"May I ask who wants to know?"
"My name's Samuel Miller." There was a further silence. He knew that she had heard him, but he could not understand why she was taking so long to reply. It was already twilight, and the temperature was dropping. Returning to his warm car, suddenly...